Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
John Landecker welcoming the organist and lead singer from Vanilla Fudge, Mark Stein. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on. How you doing?
Good. Did you like that little musical ditty that I threw in there? Or couldn't
yeah,
you hear it?
That's always good to hear, man.
That was called Phase what? Phase 3? Phase 4.
Phase 4. Okay. Yeah, by right. Then, I was walking out the studio door hoping it was going to be over soon. But anyway. Yeah, man.
Vanilla Fudge, of course, is best known for You Keep Me Hanging On, the Motown tune that was done by the Supremes. But, man, I checked out a lot of your work, and it's pretty amazing, the musicianship that you and the rest of the group had. What was your background?
Well, I started singing, you know, at a really early age. I think I was like 4 or 5 years old, and I just had this natural ability. Maybe it came from a past life. I had the ability to start playing melodies on my uncle's piano. I used to go over there all the time by the bay in Bayonne, New Jersey. And I just had this natural ability, and my dad really saw that in me, so he got me going and started me actually with accordion lessons, which was a big instrument back in the 50s, you know.
That's right.
But when I started discovering rock and roll, I kind of, you know, said goodbye to that and actually started playing guitar. I used to play rhythm guitar and sing, you know, Betty Lou's Got a New Pair of Shoes and Buddy Holly stuff and all that early rockabilly stuff, which I got into. And I started discovering, you know, the Hammond organ in high school when I started listening to Jimmy Smith records. And and then, you know, when I was playing in top 40 bands throughout the New York, New Jersey area, I guess around 65, I went and saw a band called the Young Rascals and a cat named Felix Cavalieri.
Yeah.
Was sitting at this thing called a B3, a Hammond B3 organ, and he,
right.
you know, completely blew my mind. You know, I used to watch him as much as I could every night. I'd go into New York City, a place called the Phone Booth, which was a discotheque. And I used to park my butt right by as close to the organ as I could and watch this amazing blue-eyed soul band called Young Rascals. And, you know, Felix was like my idol. And I said, wow, this organ is like amazing sounding. So I was about 17, maybe 18 years old at the time. And, you know, I just kind of begged my dad, you got to help me get this Hammond B3 organ. This is what I want to do, you know.
Right.
So he did. He got me a Hammond organ and a 122 Leslie, and we parked it on Tim Bogart's porch. Tim Bogart was, you know, the original bass player in Vanilla Fudge, amazing musician himself. So, but at the time, we were yet to evolve, so here we are. We parked the organ on his porch in New Jersey, and I started to sit there and figure out how to work the drawbars and how to play it, you know? And
right.
I spent a lot of time doing that, and we'd haul the organ into his garage, and it would be me and Vinnie Martell, who, you know, became guitarist in Vanilla Fudge, and a cat by the name of Joey Brennan was our drummer back then. And we became a band called the Pigeons. We started playing around the New York, New Jersey metropolitan area, and that's how we started getting going. Started,
you know
getting
that
our chops going. And
that organ you're talking about is no small piece of equipment.
No, it's not. It's Rhodey's always hated me, you know.
Oh yeah.
it's like 400 and I think it's like 450 pounds with the bass pedals, 375 pounds without the bass pedals.
But there's nothing.
Of course,
like
when
it.
I was a kid, I was an animal, so I used to carry it with one other guy, and probably why I got back trouble later on in life. But that was a very, very powerful, very heavy piece of wood.
Yeah, and but it had such an unbelievable, distinctive sound to it. You used it. I know very well what you're talking about with the Rascals, because they were one of my favorites at that time too. And and Felix Cavallari was all over that organ, and also Steve Winwood with Spencer Davis Group, and I think Blind Faith.
Rest in peace, Spencer Davis. He just passed on a few weeks ago. He was a good friend of mine. You know, we're losing a lot of cats, man. Yeah. Ken Hensley passed on today, the great keyboard player from Uriah Heep. And hey, man, you know, it's kind of scary. But time goes on, life goes on, you know.
Yeah, it does. It certainly does. We're talking to Mark Stein, lead singer, organist of Vanilla Fudge, and we'll do more of that. And yeah, we'll do the hanging on thing coming up. WGN, John Landecker at 7:45. Thanks for tuning in. That's Vanilla Fudge, the intro to Keep Me Hanging On, and the guy who's playing that is Mark Stein, lead singer and organist of Vanilla Fudge, who is with us this evening at 7:20 WGN. So the idea of taking a Motown tune and doing it in a different style and fashion, where was the genesis of that idea? Where did that come from?
Well, back in the late '60s, there was the Long Island Sound. There was a lot of bands doing songs. They were calling them production numbers. I first heard this style of music was a band called The Vagrants. Okay, and there was a guitar player named Leslie West that was in that band. Okay,
yeah.
So I'm going. This is around 1966. And when I saw this band of Vagrants, it was so mind-blowing, because they would take songs like Exodus and If I Was a Carpenter, and they would slow these songs down, and they had all this drama, and they had this incredible lead singer and frontman, Peter Sabatino, and it was just awesome, you know. When I was a kid, I've never seen anything like it, and it pretty much changed my whole musical direction. So after I saw that band, I said, this is what I want to do with music. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to add drama. I want to, you know, make them like movie scores. So basically, Vanilla Fudge is a combination of the blue-eyed soul vocals of the Rascals, and of course Felix's organ and Dino Danelli's power drumming that Carmine DePeace picked up on in those days. And it's a combination of that and the Vagrants were bringing to the stage. So we went to work, and I came up with, a bunch of blueprints and templates for these arrangements, and the band would rehearse, and we came up with, our own approach to it. You Keep Me Hanging On is an interesting story, because I was with Tim Bogert. We were sitting in the middle of winter in a 55 Chevy outside a place called the Cheetah in New York City, which was a very popular discotheque. And we had the radio on, and I guess we were smoking something or drinking something. But, just check this out. This is 1966, I think.
Okay.
And the Supremes comes on the radio. We Keep Me Hanging On. And it was just, man, it sounds so fast. It just sounded like the Chipmunks or something, you know? I said, well, what if we slowed this song down, and the lyrics are so hurting. I mean, they slow it down and put some more soul into it. And yada yada, and I don't know. We just came up with this arrangement. I had this whole introduction. Vinnie Martell had this really amazing guitar raga lick that we worked together on with the organ intro. And Carmine and Tim, we're playing at a place called Ungano's in New York City, which was another discotheque on the west side of the city. And we rehearsed during the day, and we just like magic, we all put these things together, and it came together, and it's like, we knew we had something really special, and we couldn't wait to play it live. When we started playing this arrangement of You Keep My Hand On live, people stopped dancing, and they started, coming to the stage, and they were like, it was like shock and awe, because we brought this whole new sound and dynamic to rock music. It was, a big part of progressive rock, really, because that whole first album was that kind of direction. And well, at the time, they would only play a 3-minute single on AM radio, and then advent of underground radio, they were able to play 5, 6, and 7-minute arrangements and play the entire song. And that, without that, it never would have happened. So, stations like that, lend a tremendous hand in, you know, in progressive rock in those days.
Well, yeah, the full version of You Keep Me Hanging On is, I think, close to 7 minutes. And
yeah, it's 7 minutes and 10 seconds, yeah.
Yeah, and the part that everyone hears that they heard on Top 40 radio is like minutes into the actual song.
It was edited into a 3-minute single.
Yeah. And how did you guys feel about that?
I hated it when I first heard it because it sounded so chopped up.
Yeah.
And then when it first came out, the album was doing really well, the first album. But when the single came out, it went up to about number 85 and it fell off the charts. You know, we thought we were finished. And we were out there on tour with the Mamas and the Papas and, you know, and I don't know, Sonny and Cher and all these bands on the West Coast, our first tour in 1967. And, you know, the single didn't happen. And we were like, oh, my God, you know, are we done already? You know, we were young and kids. And then what happened was about 14, 15 months later, they decided to re-release the single because they thought it was ahead of its time. Mm-hmm. And when they re-released it, It went to the top of the charts on most playlists around the world.
Right.
And it pulled the first album into the top 10. And we were really hot, man. We had like 3 albums in the top 100 of Billboard at the same time, 1968. And Vanilla Fudge was like the voted number one, you know, American vocal group by Cashbox magazine in those days.
Well, so
it was a glorious time. And it was a hell of a run, you know.
You know, and many prominent bands such as Deep Purple and Led Zeppelin, Uriah Heep, Yes,
yeah.
Styx, they all mention Vanilla Fudge as a big influence on their sound. And it's easy to hear, rather, once you take a look at your catalog, because you're talking about, let's see, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, I'm a Believer, The Beat Goes On, Some Velvet Morning, which is
Some Velvet Morning is interesting because we were the first Americans in 1969 to win the International Music Festival in Venice, Italy. We won the Golden Gondola, the first Americans, and we did it with that arrangement of Some Velvet Morning. It was seen by 40 million people around the world, everywhere by satellite except America, oddly enough.
Right, yeah.
But it was really a crowning moment.
That's a Lee Hazelwood song, isn't it?
Cool. Isn't that
right,
Lee? Yeah.
And he did that with Nancy Sinatra. And that's the cool
thing. Yeah.
This is the cool thing, I mean, to me, is there's a song. Let's just use this song as an example. Here's Some Velvet Morning by Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood. And then here comes Vanilla Fudge with this whole arrangement and drama and orchestration. It was just,
yeah.
I mean, I love it.
Did you ever hear
of a group called the Rotary Connection?
The Rotary Connection with Minnie Riperton? Are you kidding me? I mean, we played together in Chicago at the Kinetic
Playground
with Rotary Connection was on the bill with us one night. And I remember the late, great Minnie Riperton was the lead singer in that band, you know.
Well, they had an approach to some of those songs, too, like Soul Man, Ruby Tuesday,
right,
where they went off on these orchestrated journeys that were just really mind-blowing, quite frankly, especially if you were so accustomed to hearing the original version. In fact, when I was listening to your stuff, it did remind me a little bit about, you know, the Rotary Connection. Mm-hmm. So it's very cool that you guys actually were on the same bill here in Chicago. I love hold on a second here. It's obvious that you know how to play your instrument because the Moonlight Sonata was doing in the middle of that Vanilla Fudge cut, but it's quite amazing. You know, if I go, you want to hear some Vanilla Fudge? Here. And they'll say, no, that's the, you know, some classical artist.
Yeah, that was on the infamous The Beat Goes On album.
Yeah.
I won't say another word about that record, except that's probably the best track on that album. And what's really cool is, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Vocals. You got to get my book, man. The whole story, it's called You Keep Me Hanging On, The Raging Story of Rock Music's Golden Age. And that's 50 years of rock history, how it all evolved.
I'd love to.
You can get it on, yeah.
It's on Amazon?
It's on Amazon, but it's on mark-stein.com. So right. If anybody wants a copy, to sign the number, and we get it right out to you, you know?
But, I mean, did you as a group get together and mull over which of these songs you wanted to expand on? Like, you know, it's all over the place. Some Velvet Morning, The Beat Goes On. I'm a Believer. I mean, that's a Neil Diamond Monkey song.
Neil Diamond opened for Vanilla Fudge in 1967 at a place in Brooklyn, a mob joint, before he was even that big.
Starting
to rise, and isn't that something?
Yeah, though, it really is. No, it really
you're talking about I'm a Believer. How that track is on the Spirit of 67, which was an album that we did about 4 or 5 years ago. Which is I'm really proud of the production on that.
Right.
And that was that's on Cleopatra Records. And Brian, you know, the president of the company, wanted us to do this project, and he wanted everybody to pick a song. Top 10 hit song from 1967, and Vanilla Fudgeized it. So that's what we did. Everybody picked songs, and that's how that evolved.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So what are...
But I'm a Believer is we actually start the live show. That's the first song we open the show up with. That thing, it really rocks.
So
live.
You're still...
It's really fun to
do. You're touring, right? Well, not right now, probably, because of the COVID.
Nobody's touring right now, unfortunately. But it's been a year.
Yes,
it's been
I know.
1 year since we played now. I can't believe it, you know?
But that is... You're going to get back on the road once the road's clear, so to speak, I would assume.
Yeah, well, once the virus is gone and once the venues have the, you know, once they're able lawfully to open up and people are able to, you know, gather together again, it's going to be a while. It's going to be probably,
Who knows?
I think at the earliest, next May or who knows, next April, and they find an antidote to this madness. It's
you know,
ridiculous, right?
Yeah, and the other thing that always impresses me is the staying power of bands from that era, such as Vanilla Fudge, who are, you know, still out there today with original members, touring, redoing songs, writing, you know, doing new arrangements of songs that were hits back then. I mean, that's very exciting.
We're also doing original songs too, you know?
Right. Yeah. I understand.
Not to interrupt, but I just have to.
No.
And I have a song called "Let's Pray for Peace," which is a really popular song. I mean, it's all on digital platforms out there, Spotify and YouTube and all. And it's a song that the Fudge and and a lot of bands I've been in that we've been highlighting that song around the world, and people have really been taken to it. If you get a chance, you should check it out. "Let's Pray for Peace," a song I wrote, a number of years ago.
Okay,
and
I will do that.
And it's a very cool video that goes along with it. So, just so you know.
Once again, tell me about, just give the information about getting the book one more time.
Yeah, the book is "You Keep Me Hanging On, The Raging Story of Rock Music's Golden Age." And you can get it at my website, mark-stein.com, or you can get it at Amazon.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, all the best to you, Mark. Thanks very much for being on. It's been a real pleasure, and I loved hearing the connection with the Rascals and all those bands from back then. Very cool stuff. Thanks for being with us.
Well, I really appreciate your time, and you guys stay well, okay?
Yeah, you too. Thanks. Mark Stein. Yep, Mark Stein, lead singer and keyboard player for Vanilla Fudge. Really amazing. And I have to admit, I was somewhat ignorant of their entire catalog, and I'm so glad that I took the time to investigate it, because there's some really great stuff there if you get a chance to check out Vanilla Fudge, because it's so much more so much more than You Keep Me Hanging On.